Now, Keith, were you naked when rescued?
No, I wasn't. No, I was obviously in wet weather gear. It was particularly bumpy out when the ship came close. So, I was in full kind of what you'd expect a sailor to be in, I guess, wet weather gear and fully clothed.
And of course, the reason I ask, for those who don't know, is that you are known as the Naked Adventurer. Why a clothless trip across the Indian Ocean?
Sure. Well, actually, it's not that uncommon. 90% of ocean rowers row naked. The reason for that is because when you're at sea, the salt gets encrusted into clothing and pretty much everything. So when you're obviously in a situation where you can't wash clothing properly, and you wear it and the salt in it, it's pretty much like sandpaper after a while, and you get bad salt sores in your skin from a chafing. So 90% of ocean rowers row completely naked.
How do you feel about the fact that you're going back to Bunbury? Will you have another crack at this? Because I know you're doing it to raise money for the charity Keep a Child Alive. Yeah. Is this the end of the aspiration?
No, it's not the end of the aspiration, but it's a temporary end to it, in the sense that when getting the boat on board yesterday, obviously it was a particularly difficult task given the swell that was there, and actually getting on board myself was a pretty difficult task also. Just trying to, obviously the boat that I'm on at the moment is a particularly large cargo ship, and I'm a very, very small spot on the ocean, so for them to get close to me, they did amazingly well and were running over me. But just when the boat got close, it obviously hit the bottom of the boat.
Yes.
And it flipped over, and I actually ended up under the water, under my boat, and kind of getting pushed against the hull of the cargo ship.
So, it's been a pretty ordinary 24 hours, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty scary, but in terms of having it in the go, I said there was a good bit of damage done to the boat when they were trying to crane it onto the boat, which would take quite a while to get fixed. So based on that and the time of year that it is, by the time that was done, it would be probably impractical for me to have another go this year. But I'll sit down with family and friends and everyone else and sponsors and my charity, and we'll have a chat and see what we can come up with. And who knows, maybe next year could be a good plan to go there.
Well, we wish you well, and we're glad that you're safe, and thank you for talking to us.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you to all the crew on board the Fujisoku, and again, obviously, to all the authorities who's kind of helped out and been able to offer advice and help. It's been obviously brilliant, and obviously grateful to be on board and safe, and as I'm sure my family and friends and sponsors and charity are also as well. So thank you, and thank you guys for obviously taking an interest in the story.
Okay, Keith Whelan, thank you very much. Keith Whelan, who was hoping to row solo across the Indian Ocean, he is actually aboard the Fujisuka, a cargo ship now on its way to Bunbury. The dream isn't over, but it's stopped for the time being.